Welcome to the show. This is Chuck Anderson. It's a wonderful day. It's a brand new year. And I have a great guest to start the show out with. She is kind of a modest type of a person, and she would probably never mention these particular resumes that she has. But let me read from the University of Wyoming's sports catalog. We're just going to start right there. The girl's name is Amy Burnett. She's been on the show before with us. In high school, Amy was a consensus selection as South Dakota Player of the Year in 1991 and was a three-time All-Conference and All-State pick at Huron High School. Amy averaged 28 points and 12 rebounds per game as a senior, named South Dakota's Miss Basketball, and selected South Dakota Player of the Year by the South Dakota Coaches Association, Gatorade, and USA Today. She played for Coach Tim Budenhagen and also lettered in track and volleyball. And I just learned something. She was the state champion in shot put and discus. Amy was recruited by Louisiana State, Kansas State, and Creighton. She was born, if I may, January 21st, 1973, and here in South Dakota. She's the oldest of three children of John and Shelley Wilson, majoring in special education and elementary education. Please let me introduce a fabulous, fabulous girl, Amy Burnett, and thanks for being with us, Amy.
Thanks for having me on the show, Chuck, and since it's a brand new year, I'd like to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Hey, I wish I would have thought of that. Happy New Year, everybody. Amy, you are really just doing some fantastic things for the University of Wyoming. I just heard that you've been nominated and you're a candidate for Women's Collegiate Basketball All-American. And that has got to be a thrilling experience, Amy.
It is a big thrill, and it was a major surprise when I found out that I was an All-American candidate. I have no idea who selected me or anything. All I know is that in this little program here, it says that I'm supposed to be one of the top players in the nation, so that's a big honor for me.
Let's read what you just mentioned something. Let's read what your coach has said about you. And again, it's public information because it's published in
called the Wyoming Cowgirl Media Guide.
Okay. And here's what Coach Chad Levine, am I saying Levine right?
Lavin
says, and this is a quote, "Amy has the capability to be one of the best players we've ever had at Wyoming," said Wyoming coach Chad Lavin. "She has terrific skills. She can do everything we need. She scores inside and outside, rebounds, plays defense. She is really a complete basketball player." And I just found out again, your coach is also a South Dakotan.
Yeah, he's from Clear Lake, South Dakota, and we just flew back together for this Christmas break, and he's spending the vacation with his family in Clear Lake.
Is it kind of fun getting home and seeing old friends and family?
Yeah, I just got back yesterday, so I haven't seen a lot of my friends, but I got to go around and visit all my family, and it's nice to see all of them.
Now, your coach went on first. He was with the University of South Dakota.
Yeah, he coached for 3 years at USD, and then he got the job at Wyoming, and he's been there for 7 years. He was the coach of the year twice, I think, and he's a good coach. He's had a lot of success out there.
This is big time. You said that you selected Wyoming because it's a class one?
Yeah, it's a Division I school, and it was close to home, and like you said, Coach Lavin's from South Dakota, and that had a lot of influence on me, too.
Amy, I'm going to ask you something, and maybe you won't be able to recall it on the top of your hand, but let's see if you can remember all of the schools that are in your conference. And this is important because when we get done, we want to mention that you are now the leading scorer of this conference. Tell us the colleges that you play.
Okay, we play UTEP, which is the University of Texas at El Paso. We play New Mexico, Utah, BYU, Fresno State, San Diego State, and Colorado State.
Who's usually the toughest year after year?
I'd have to say BYU is usually tough. They beat us by about 20 or 30 points last year. They're tough. Yeah.
Now, you're out there pumping in on an average of 23, 24 points a game. And I understand also that you're going up against some girls 6'5" to do this.
Right. We just beat Texas Christian University, and I had 28 points, and it was against a girl that was 6'5". So, obviously, I didn't score a whole lot close to the basket. And That wasn't so bad, but when we played Boise State, they had three girls playing at once that were all at least 6'5".
I'm going to tell you another amazing thing about this girl right now, and we're so proud that she's a Huron girl going out and making a good name for herself on a national level. And this, of course, is the thing that'll last forever with you, is you've also been nominated and a candidate for the Women's Collegiate Academic All-American. Grade point, Amy. You're junior now. What's it sitting at?
I'm not positive, but I think it's 3.8 something. I'm not sure.
And last time you were on the show, I asked you during basketball season if it interferes much with class time, and wow, you said sometimes you're gone, what, 3 days out of the week?
This year, we went to Hawaii for a tournament, and we were gone for an entire week. I got back to class. I had missed the whole week, and he said, well, we have a test tomorrow. I said, oh, great.
It never stops, does it? The academics always comes first.
Right. I mean, they don't care if you're gone for a week. If there's a test the day you get back, you have to take it.
And just because you're the all-conference scorer, they don't really take pity on you, do they, some of the professors?
No, they actually don't. They don't really care. Well, some of them do. They'll give you a break, but most of them, you know, they have to stick to the rules. There's a test. You have to take it.
Now, you are the leading scorer for the conference, but you have been beaten. And I thought it was interesting that here you can be the a nominee. And by the way, the only nominee, I understand, from the state of Wyoming ever to be selected for this honor in the girls' division.
Yeah, I'm the first All-American candidate from Wyoming in girls' basketball.
And yet you got beat by Hawaii.
We lost to Hawaii at their tournament, but that wasn't so bad because they're in the top 20 in the nation. And we lost to Boise State, the team with three girls that were 6'5". And then we lost the game to Southern Utah that we really should have won. We just didn't play very well at all. And we ended up losing by one or two, I think.
On your team, can you throw some names of the girls that are starting with you on the first five? Where they're from and what it's like being around them? Are they all as great a player as you are, Amy?
Well, let's see. Our point guard is Anna Knight. She's from Kenosha, Wisconsin. We have another guard, Jennifer Ryder from Douglas, Wyoming. We have a forward, Jennifer DeVore from Casper, Wyoming. And we have two girls that share time with me in the post. One of them is from Washington, and the other one's from Billings, Montana. And they're all pretty good. They have their off games like everyone does, but Anna is a candidate for all-conference, too. She's a good player.
Wow. So they have you under the basket, even though you're only 5'11"?
Well, I play inside and out. A lot depends. We run motion offense, and we just kind of go wherever the game dictates.
This is good. Last time you were on the show, I wanted to get involved with the difference between college ball and high school ball, and there is a difference, right?
Right. In high school, we always ran set plays. You know, we come down and we all know we go here and then we go screen for Tracy or Holly or whoever. But in college, we run what's called a motion offense, and there are no set plays. You run down and you just communicate with each other. It's very unpredictable. You move about. Players have to use their imagination. You just read your defense and cut wherever your defense is and set screens for each other. It's kind of hard sometimes because if you don't talk and if you don't communicate, then you just stand around. That happens to us a lot. Our coach yells at us.
You just stand around.
Yeah, he's like, you guys got to talk. You got to screen for each other. Quit standing around, you know.
What's the toughest game this year been for you, Amy?
So far it's been Hawaii because they were top 20. They were tough. They had a lot of good players inside and outside. They had some tall girls, and then they had some point guards that were really, really quick. We couldn't stay with them.
What date was that played?
December 3rd, I believe. It was our first game on the Hawaii tournament.
Now, that's got to be almost a little intimidating. There you are at 7,200 feet at Laramie, Wyoming. Probably had some snow on the ground.
Yeah, there was snow.
And there you go, and you fly to just paradise. The sun, the water temperature's the same temperature as the air temperature. And you say, we're going to play these people? There's got to be a little psyche involved.
Not only that, it was kind of hard to stay focused on basketball when you're right across from Waikiki Beach and there's shops everywhere and, you know, the sun's out. And the thing is, you get in there and you sweat so much. We were just dripping wet with sweat. It was kind of weird.
I've always wondered, when you come from a high elevation down to a zero elevation, do you have a lot more energy than those people at zero, or is it the opposite, that you feel sluggish?
We feel like we can run forever because there's so much oxygen there compared to Laramie. And then when teams from California, they come up to Laramie to play, and they actually bring oxygen tanks with them because they think that they won't be able to last. So they have to bring the tanks. Yeah, they've done that before. And one year, one girl even passed out because she had such problems breathing up there.
Well, they talk about Denver being the mile-high city. Well, folks, that's only 5,000-some feet. You're sitting there at over 2,000 feet above a mile high.
Yeah, it's really high up there. And when I come up there after the summer, it's hard for me to breathe and get adjusted to it. And over this break, he told us, make sure you run because all of you are going to have problems breathing when you come back up here, even after a week.
I think I would. You hear about hikers that go up there, and even they just walking sometimes almost pass out.
Yeah, one girl said that she moved her stuff up here after the summer, and she just got tired walking up the stairs to her apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
I see that we're going to be done with the first segment right now. Amy, when we come back, the question that I'm going to ask you about is the big difference between college ball and high school ball, and as I think we're going to zero in, it's probably going to be defense, right?
The defense is a lot different, yeah. It's a lot more physical.
We're going to talk about that. We'll be back in one moment. You're listening to Personalities with Chuck Anderson. This is Chuck Anderson. I'm really glad to be back with you with a really favorite athlete of mine, Amy Burnett. And Amy, again, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
We forgot to mention that sitting at the table with us also is your father, and it's the first time I've really had a chance to visit with him and meet him, is John Wilson. And John, you have two boys, Jaron, 19, and Jason, 17, and you must really be proud of your family.
Yes, I am.
And you might mention where you work, John.
I'm a nurse supervisor at the hospital here in town.
And we'll be back with you. Well, we've kind of left the audience up in the air on this question that we ended the segment with. Amy, let's get down to really brass tacks now for the students out there, the junior and the senior high students that are listening to this and playing girls basketball. Maybe they're wondering, I can't do college ball. Or maybe they're over cocky and say, yep, no problem, that's for me. Tell us the big difference between high school girls basketball and women's collegiate basketball.
Collegiate basketball for women is a lot more physical, especially on the defensive end. When you're playing down low, I mean, they'll hold on to you, they'll grab you. The last game before we left, I got slapped in the face.
You did?
Yeah. It was towards the end of the game, and they were trying to get the ball, and they just whacked me right in the face, and the ref didn't call anything. I just looked at him like, where's the fall? And he just kept on playing, yeah.
They let it go by.
Yeah, they didn't call anything.
Wow. I understand you saw a fight recently?
Well, it was.
Or there was?
Yeah. It was my freshman year, you know, you're trying to get adjusted to it, and it's really different. And we're playing San Diego State, and I look over, and I see one of my teammates is getting kicked by a girl from San Diego State, and then she punches her, and the refs break it up, and they both get ejected. And I'm just a freshman from here in South Dakota, and I'm like, geez, I've never seen this before.
Well, obviously, it's a lot rougher then. Are we talking a lot more body contact, too?
Yeah, there's contact all the time, and it's not unusual to see blood on someone's jersey or anything like that.
Wow. And how about the referees? Are they calling the fouls like in high school, or are they just kind of looking the other way and letting it to be a rougher game?
It's really a lot of games are different depending on the refs. Like in Hawaii, they called everything. I mean, I fouled out for the first time since high school. That's how close they were calling it. And then
where was that at?
That was in Hawaii. I fouled out.
Amy Burnett. Folks, we have a scoop here. Fouled out in Hawaii for a first.
Yes, for the first time. And then this last game, they didn't call anything. You could push and get slapped in the face, and they wouldn't even call it.
Now, some of the tricks of the game, I was mentioning before the show started that our coach had, said sometimes it's okay to grab the elastic band in defense of the guy in front of you, and it kind of throws his timing off. Are there tips like this that are given? And it's college ball. Hey, this is rough.
Our coach tells us when we're guarding the post just to hold on to their defense, the refs, or hold on to their jersey when you're on defense.
And do the refs When they see you doing that, do they get excited or just kind of pass it up?
They don't really call it. I mean, it happens to me a lot. Someone will just be holding on to my shirt, and I'll be trying to run, and I don't know if they can't see it or what the deal is.
Well, this doesn't happen in high school, huh?
I don't remember it happening that much when I was a Tiger.
What a coach. You could be back here in South Dakota where we play these rules real clean and we don't grab jerseys. But this is probably something that's pretty well accepted in women's collegiate basketball across the country.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams probably do that, and the refs must allow it, I guess.
When you're playing, Amy, with these girls 6'5" tall, is there a chance, because if I remember correctly, you could jump. It wasn't one of these people that just went 3 inches off the floor. Can you actually, in a rebound, can you get up against these girls that are 6'5"?
Yeah, a lot has to do with just sticking their butt right into them so they can't move, you know, and then obviously they won't be able to rebound. But I was pretty proud of myself when we played Boise State. I stuffed the girl that was 6'5". I was all ball, but he called a foul. I was so mad. I didn't foul her, though.
Well, that I guess it'd be okay for us to say that there is a great deal of difference between college ball and high school, especially on the defensive end. But you said really on offense, there really isn't a lot of difference.
Not a whole lot. Maybe it's just our coach or some teams, maybe there's a lot of difference. But at Wyoming, we just run motion and we don't do a whole lot offensively. We just cut and play off, feed off each other.
Last summer when we were visiting, I remember that you said you're kind of out there in the three-point area now, swishing from way out there. And we always remember Amy Burnett as that girl underneath that's just dunking them one after another from under. But you're out there dropping three-pointers now.
Yeah, my coach, he yelled at me the last game because I wasn't shooting enough three-pointers. They tell me that I need to shoot. They say, if anyone on this team needs to shoot, it's you. You're our best shooter. You have to shoot whenever you're open. And I'm not really comfortable with that because sometimes, like this last game, I missed a couple three-pointers. I didn't want to shoot anymore, and they kept screaming at me, keep shooting, you'll make them. But I missed a couple, so.
Well, this is something that even if a guy is some great collegiate man's basketball varsity player, we don't know what's happening inside a girls' basketball team because obviously they don't get to play against the girls. I always thought that'd be fascinating. Have you ever heard of a time when they have allowed some great girls' basketball team to take on guys? Has it ever happened?
Not that I know of. I'm not sure.
Hey, that'd be an interesting game, wouldn't it?
It would probably be interesting. The girls would probably get beat, though, I'd have to say.
Well, I don't know. You're hanging on those jerseys, maybe they don't know about that. With this being so tough, and you're in the lockers, and you can hear the roar and the crowd and the excitement of the fans out there, it's just before game time. Wow, I'm just getting kind of a funny feeling in my stomach right now thinking of what it must be like to go out, especially when you're really out of bounds, like at Hawaii and places where this is really awesome. How can a team from Laramie, Wyoming, get it all together, not feel intimidated? And of course, it's all, you're going to have fans, a few that have traveled to Hawaii, but it's going to be all fans from Hawaii. And they're yelling against Amy Burnett. And that's the way it's going to be. How do you guys prepare yourself for something like this?
Well, before every game, we stretch and all that, and then our coach comes in, and we take 30 seconds of silence. And me personally, I just take that 30 seconds to thank the Lord for all the talents I have, for getting us to wherever we are safely, and just to ask Him to give me strength, let all of us play with the Christian spirit, let it be clean, and just to let me do the best that I can do out on the court.
Do you find, drawing from this strength, your ethics and your values when you were a young kid growing up here in Huron, and you're just about the cleanest cut young woman I've ever run across, just as nice as they come. Do you feel that the values that you learned as a young girl, I remember playing football, that's what I remember, you loved football, do you feel these values have helped you now that you're in the big time?
Yeah, I think that the values I was taught helped me to keep, you know, life in perspective when everyone says you're so great and all this stuff. You know, I have to realize that, you know, I'm not that great. I'm the same as everyone else. And it's one of these days basketball is going to be over, and I have to, you know, I have to get good grades so I can get a job. And that's really more important than basketball.
Well, it kept you away from the drugs and the alcohol.
Yeah, it has. It helped me a lot.
You know, every time I find this a fascinating opportunity when we have a person and you're just getting bigger and bigger on a national scale. And I know that we haven't heard the end of Amy Burnett by a long way. In fact, I think your life is really going to be again once that you're out of college. Have you got advice for the young kids, let's say freshmen in high school? And that's such a tough year. You want to play varsity and there's all these older kids. And it's discouraging. And there's a lot of discouragement in athletics. I played ball for Huron High School, and I can remember so many times that I had to do certain things to just lift myself up and to think positive. Now you're an old pro. You're a junior in college playing the big time. What advice have you got for the kids out there that are listening to you right now? And maybe it isn't just basketball. Maybe it's sports or music or oration, any of their skills. What should they be thinking about right now if they even are thinking of college?
I think the biggest thing is that they have to believe in themselves, and whatever they're doing, they just have to believe that, you know, someday they'll get to play varsity, or someday, you know, they'll get better grades or whatever it is. And they have to find something that they can, you know, draw strength from. If they're religious, they should, you know, they can draw strength from their church, or they can draw strength from their family and their friends or whatever it is to help them out.
I'm going to move across the table here and visit with your dad. You have just a wonderful daughter, and you've got to be terribly proud of her, John.
I'm very proud of her, and what she's done herself. She's worked hard, and she can be a good inspiration to all young kids in Huron, I think, because she did it.
What'd you think when she's back in about the fifth grade, if I remember, Amy? This is when she started playing football. As a father, and I mean, this is real football. You were, Amy, what, a girl on a boys football team?
I was the only girl on the guys football team at Wilson.
At Wilson. What did you think of your daughter out there playing football with the guys?
Well, the way I thought about it is she wants to play football. Why not? You know, working as a nurse at the hospital, I work with a lot of women, you know. I say, why not, you know? I'm a man, basically, what used to be considered a woman's profession. So why shouldn't she go play football with the boys?
That's right.
That's how I feel.
Where did she get this enormous drive that she has? This has obviously come from home. Did you mention things to her when she was very young? Can you, in my estimation, she's a star, and she's really surfacing now on a national level. When you reflect back to when she was really young, is there anything you can remember telling her or things she did that you said,
I don't know. As far as, you know, the sports goes and stuff, she's always liked them. And she's always wanted to play them. And as far as school goes, she had that drive. I think maybe a good family is what we contributed, I think. And I think that helped her a lot. We always stood behind her and backed her and supported her in everything she did. We never criticized her if she had a bad game. Always praised her. As long as she tried, that's all we asked. And she did well.
That's fantastic advice, that as long as you do as well as you can, that your family is behind you.
That's right. You don't always have to be the best, just as long as you try.
Wow. I think this is just an enormous success story. And Amy Burnett, I know that we're going to be, I told you, if you happen to get on this all-American team, to please let us know and to give us a call here at the station, and I'd be delighted to call you right back, get you on a telephone interview and visit with you. You are here, and it's Christmas time, and pretty soon you're going to have to go back. You were a 4-point in high school. I just find that fascinating, and such a great basketball player. In college, to the other students that are listening now that are college bound, grades are going to be really important, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Grades are important, and a lot of my friends, They're, well, a lot of my friends are men's basketball players, and they have the lowest GPA at Wyoming. They have a tough time. Mainly it's because they don't go to class. So, I mean, they just have to be dedicated and go to class every day so they can get good grades, you know.
I think the moral of the story, if you want to get good grades, John, is you got to go to class. I want to thank my guest, Amy Burnett, for taking the time to be with us during a busy and fun Christmas vacation. We just wish you the best, and I certainly hope that as a junior at the University of Wyoming, you are going to be an All-American in basketball and also academics. And John, the father, John Wilson, we want to thank you so much, sir, for being with us. We wish you well with your work at the Huron Regional Medical Center. And we're going to be back with another gentleman from Huron who is on Broadway. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Personalities with Chuck Anderson.